the Lone Indian. Another Robert E. Callahan story of Indian trails, as told by the old trapper. Now we hear a story of Apache Kid.
Well, folks, Apache Kid was the most elusive and daring half-breed of Indian history. His clever trick on the Apache trail while awaiting death is proof of what I tell you. It was in the El Paso bar one night many years ago that Apache Kid told a half-drunken crowd of cowhands that a French outlaw was in town, wicked with a gun, and no man had ever beaten him to a draw. But after boasting of what he would do if the count appeared, Apache Kid left the place. He hardly had departed, however, when a strange man in a black frock coat, patent leather shoes, wearing a monocle and a French goatee, entered the bar room, and before any cowhand could think, the fellow shouted, "Monzi, quarti!" "Hands up," he said in French. Well, sir, he had shot a cowboy's hat off with one hand, a ceiling light out with another, and as all hands went up in the bar, the outlaw leaped behind the money till. Then he fired three shots as he ran out the back way, and the darned robbery was over before the cowhands knew what had happened. You know, a minute later, however, Apache Kid came dashing through the front way, and two guns cocked, his eyes roving. "Go for the sheriff," he shouted. "If the sheriff will loan me his white horse and give me a deputy badge, I'll bring that darn count back within the hour." Well, folks, Bill Cook, a sober old ranch owner, hurried out of the saloon, and he came back pretty soon with the sheriff, a deputy badge, and the white horse. The Thatcher Kid was full of fire when he mounted that white horse and rode away. And as victims of the holdup stood around trying to sober up, you know how they do after a shooting scrape, the sheriff went for a rope, because he knew the courage of Apache Kid. But when morning broke, the cowhands were sober and empty-handed, and the sheriff was waiting, but Apache Kid had not come back. And you know, as time went on, no word came from Apache Kid. A month later, however, a poster came through the mail one day offering $5,000 reward for any outlaw, and especially the outlaw who had robbed a Denver bar, and the outlaw who had ridden away on a beautiful white horse. 3 weeks later, a man wearing a frock coat, a monocle, and goatee robbed a stage on the Santa Fe Trail. And when the El Paso sheriff was notified, he sort of concluded the French count had killed Apache Kid. But another week went by, folks, and the much-wanted French outlaw was picked up by Texas Rangers. Yes, sir, and the darn fella was riding a white horse, and he had a deputy badge. But the man was not the much-counted outlaw of French nobility. No, sirree. I guess you know who he was. He was Apache Kid. Well, sir, en route to jail, Apache Kid laughed and told how in disguise he had robbed the El Paso bar, and how by a quick change of attire he went around the building to enter the front way while the cowhands were trying to touch the old ceiling with their nervous fingers. But the jig was up now as far as the law went in those days. A sunrise necktie party was in order. Yes, sirree. That darned old Apache Kid would be hung by the cowboys. But do you know, folks, in less than 1 hour after Apache Kid had been locked up in some old codger, passed a file into the calaboose. You know, they had calabooses in them days, not jails. Anyway, the calaboose bar was cut, and Apache Kid and four of his cronies and two more were on the outlaw trail again. Well, sir, folks, a week went later. Yes, I guess it was a leak. I kind of got excited myself in telling this kind of a story, but the Apache Kid was arrested, and he was handcuffed, and it sure looked like a while as though his time had come. But while in the hands of another sheriff, and while speeding along to the scene of another holdup one day, he waited for an opportune moment when nearing a roadside adobe near El Paso. Yes, sirree. That's the kind of fella Apache Kid was. He called the guard's attention to the adobe. And, of course, the guard looked away, and then, like a cat, the Apache Kid rose to his feet and, shoving the heavy iron handcuff down the guard's head, knocked him down, knocked him out. He took his gun and belt, and then he leaped from the train, going 40 miles an hour. I know you may not believe it, but that's what happened. After making his way to the adobe, a friend, of course, filed the handcuffs off, and darn my red skin if old Apache Kid was not on the outlaw trail again. You know, a lot of folks are still talking about that darn escape of Apache Kid. But the most cunning trick Apache Kid ever did was how he cheated death while a band of Mojave Indians had him tied to a stake and the women folks were piling firebrush about his body. You see, Apache Kid had stolen the wife of a Mojave chief, and the Mojaves were on the warpath. He can't blame a fella for doing that. Well, the law of wife stealing among most any Indian tribe is death. But apparently, death didn't mean much to Apache Kid. He had been in a lot of close escapes before. So he turned to the chief of the Mojaves and he made Indian signs, which the Mojave chief fully understood. "Sir, chief," he said, "do you know I am an eagle child?" "Yes, sir, an eagle child of the Apache witch." The eyes of the Mojave chief flickered for a moment. He turned to his sub-chiefs. Then he hesitated as Apache Kid continued. "The day I was born, a white man killed my mother and took me away. 5 years later, that same white man died, and his wife told me how I was taken from my people. She said I was her boy, and I would never go back to the Apaches again. But one night I had a dream, and I saw myself sitting up on a hillside beside an eagle, and the Great Spirit kept telling me, 'You are an Indian, not a white boy. You are Indian, an Apache, the son of the Apache witch, and back among the Apaches you must go.' So when I awoke, chief, I knew the Great Spirit had made me dream in order to make me realize what I should do. So that night, while the pale-faced women slept, I threw off the blue nightgown she had put on me. I crept out of bed and went up the hillside. And I sit down on a rock, yes, sir, nude as the day I was born. The moon was full and bright, and pretty soon I heard the eagle. Well, sir, you know, it swooped down and with heavy claws about my body, it rose and soared away, far, far away, until I was back in the Apache village, empowered with the evil of an Apache witch. Well, sir, you know, for a moment, the Mojave chief tried to figure it out. He became sort of restless and nervous, and the hands of the Mojave women were shaking. They had not started the fire which they intended should put Apache Kid to death, and they were now standing and staring at the half-breed outlaw as he continued, "Ever since the eagle took me back to the Apache village, Great Spirit will do as I command. Right now, as you are ready to make a fire to kill me, I can give the eagle call. and Eagle War dances will be heard, and every one of you Mojaves will drop dead. The Eagle Call. The Eagle Call. Well, so you know, it is not strange, folks, to know that white man deception had created a bigger feeling and a better feeling between the Apaches and the Mojaves. The Mojaves had a great love for the Eagle, but they held the Apache witch in great fear. The living spirit of an Eagle child and the vivid kidnapping story of Apache kid threw the Mojaves in a state of fright. Hearing the wrath of the Apache god, they tore the bonfire brush away. They cut the song which had bound Apache kid to the death stake, and without stopping to carry blanket or weapon away, the Mojaves disappeared into the mountain forest, and Apache kid was free, soon to be with his cronies and on the outlaw trail again. Well, folks, you know, I've been offered a turkey dinner tonight, so I kind of hurried through this story, but I hope you enjoyed the story, and I got some more coming up, one about Sitting Bull, another about the magic cave in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and one about the Delaware Indians in Pennsylvania, and still a good one about the Indian Mounds in Ohio. So I hope you will follow me with the stories on Indian trails, and I'll now say this is the old trapper. As the Indian said, farewell, yo-ho, yo-ho.
Yo-ho-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-ya-in-